This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Joining me on the telephone is Dale Maley. He's an area historian from Fairbury. Dale, how are you this morning?
Very good, Todd.
It is good to have you here because we're going to talk about a family that has a name that everyone in Livingston County recognizes, and that is the Walton family, associated with the Walton Center of Fairbury. So what can you tell us? You've written a new book about the Waltons.
I got several requests to do this book because Waltons were such an important part of Fairbury history, and so many people remember shopping at Waltons in Fairbury, and it closed in 1995, so it's not that long ago that people were still shopping there. So I did my research and found out there was a large family of 12 in Ohio, but the parents died at a relatively young ages, and they left the younger children really as orphans. So four of the 12 children came to the Fairbury area. One of the older daughters, Mary Ann Walton, married a Fairbury farmer named David Crum. Now, he farmed south of Fairbury in Belle Prairie Township. Well, they took in her 12-year-old orphan brother, Isaac Walton, and he worked for them on the farm for $5 a month.
Okay, times have changed.
I applied the inflation, and it would be about $100 a month in today's dollars.
Wow.
And that was when he was about 12 years old.
Okay.
Isaac, he was orphaned at about age 10. When he was 12, they sent him to live with his sister 5 miles south of Fairbury. And then when the Civil War started, he went back to Ohio. He enlisted in the Union Army. Now, he was severely injured in the war. In fact, when the main surgeon looked him over, he told the assistant surgeon, "Forget it, this guy's toast."
Hmm.
Well, the assistant surgeon thought there was hope for Isaac Walton, so he carried him on his back quite a ways to the aid station and nursed him back to health. After the war, Isaac Walton decided to try gold mining 2 years in Idaho, but that didn't work out so well, so he returned to Fairbury. He bought a little tiny grocery store in 1868 at the northeast corner of First and Main Streets. Once he had bought the store, he sent for his little brother, John Wesley, to come to Fairbury and help him out in the grocery store. Little brother John Wesley, he decides to come to Fairbury. He took the train to Chicago. And when he got to Chicago, he had a problem because nobody knew where Fairbury was.
Okay.
So eventually he bought a map and he figured out he had to take a train to Chenoa. But when he got to Chenoa, he found out there wasn't a passenger train to Fairbury for some time. So he said, "The heck with it," he just started walking. So he walked 10 miles over to Fairbury from Chenoa. Then he walked 5 miles south to his sister's farm. Now, one thing about Walton's department store, they really had trouble with fires. They were burned out 3 different times. The first time was in 1884, and the fire started in the Walton Grain Elevator on the south side of Main Street. Fire was so big it jumped across the street to the north and burned out the stores that Isaac and his brother owned. So they moved the business about a block east to the northwest corner of 3rd and Main and resumed business there. But a second fire comes in 1896 and completely wiped out that store. So they rebuilt a very nice two-story building. Well, that lasted till 1923, and that building burned down. Now, the people in town got really nervous because they knew how important that department store was. Well, Isaac, he had died in 1913. His brother, John Wesley, and his son, they had moved out to California. So the town thought, boy, they're not going to rebuild a third time. John came back to Fairbury, decided to rebuild, but they actually had a huge Walton Bank operation in Fairbury. So to get enough money to rebuild, he sold the Walton Bank to the other banker in town, and they built the current building that's there today. They had a really nice open house for the one evening for the public, and one of the unique things in that store was what was called a Lamson Cable Cash Transport System. It's a little container on a rope or cable that would take money from one spot to another. And many people remember it in the Walton store in the 1950s. And at that time, the Blade newspaper in Fairbury bragged that the new Walton's department store was the finest store outside of Chicago. So John Wesley died. He left the building to his son. And then when his son died in 1963, he left the building to the Fairbury Hospital. So the hospital received a lot of rental income from that building over the years. So this is really a rags-to-riches story because when Isaac died, his net worth would be equivalent to about $8.8 million in today's dollars.
Okay.
Yep. And then his brother, I couldn't get an exact number, but he owned the building itself, so I'm sure he was probably a millionaire in today's dollars as well.
Worked out pretty well for him.
Remember that surgeon that I told you about that carried Isaac back to the station and thought there was hope? Well, when Isaac got older and got wealthier, he tracked the guy down, the doctor, and he was in Indiana, and he was having financial trouble. So he went over and bought him a house, paid for a house, and offered him other financial assistance. And then Isaac donated money to add a clock tower to our old city hall. He donated money to start the first industrial arts department in the Fairbury schools. And the city council, when he died, even passed a special proclamation honoring him for his community service. Then back in 1918, we had two grade schools, and we weren't very original. We called one the north side and one the south side. So somebody decided to have a naming contest, and the winners were Isaac Walton and Edison. So one of the grade schools was renamed to Isaac Walton and the other one to Edison. So researching this book was quite a community effort. I had many people contribute information, photos, research materials, and I shared information as I went on Facebook, and people really enjoyed the process of writing that book. I've donated copies of that new book to the Fairbury Domini Library, the Fairbury Echoes Museum, and the Pontiac Library. And you can also buy Kindle, ebook, or paper books from Amazon.com.
And it is amazing what we take for granted. You know, the Walton Center, of course, is what we have now. But as you say, it existed as a retail center until the 1990s. And to think that it has a history, the family has a history, goes back over 100 years, is pretty impressive.
Yep. It's amazing when any business can stay around that long, yes.
And make the owners wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Not all businesses do that for their owners. So.
That is true.
Dale Maley is our guest this morning. He is an area historian. We've been talking about the Walton brothers and, of course, the Walton building, well known in downtown Fairbury. Dale, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
I'm Todd Weinberner. That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.